Blog Talk Radio.
What's good, family? What's good, family? It's your boy, Minister Bernard Marrow, Chi-Town living, Philly repping. Y'all already know. I just thank God for this beautiful, blessed day. Shout out to everybody in Chicago and the Illinois, state of Illinois. Shout out to my Philadelphia family. I love and miss you all. Shout out to everybody all across the world. God bless you. Know that you are a child of the Most High God. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are blessed. You are cared for. You are loved. You are protected. And you are just in position for all that God is going to do through and for you, giving God all the honor, the glory, and the praise. I'm excited to be on here tonight. Shout out to Purpose Kingdom Network. To the Purpose Kingdom Network family, Pastor Toy Daly, who's the founder and CEO. We just thank God for all the great things he is doing through Purpose Kingdom Network. And so, family, it is the 23rd broadcast of By Faith We Good, an hour of faith-building encouragement that will lift up the name of Jesus and draw all of God's children unto him. Y'all already know, we walk by faith and not by sight. It's our responsibility to make sure that we are walking by faith, that we are living by faith, that we are functioning by faith, that we are even speaking faith, because it's faith that positions us to be victorious, because that's the way that God set it up. He set it up for us to live by faith. And so we're going to go ahead and open up in prayer. And I have a great topic, a great message for you tonight that the Lord gave me. And I was just sitting here looking over it. And not only am I going to share it with you all tonight, but also I'm going to share it again as God sees fit, maybe sometime over the weekend when I get a chance to go live on social media. We'll go and you'll share the word again. But we're going, for those of you who are on tonight, you are in position for an awesome word from the Lord. And so we just thank God for what he's provided that is going to equip us to be strong in faith and to press forward, knowing that God is with us. He's always with us, and he'll always have us covered. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for who you are. We thank you for your power, your grace, your mercy, and your favor. We thank you that you are in control. We thank you, Lord, that you love us unconditionally. We thank you for your amazing love. We thank you, God, that your love is unmatched. We thank you that your love is never ending. We thank you because you have the greatest love of all. You are love. And so we thank you, God. We thank you that you've given us strength to stand firm on your word and to press forward in this day. We thank you that you've given us the activities of our limbs. We thank you, God, that you are watching over us. We thank you. We thank you that you are going to bless us tonight with a word from you, God, that is going to strengthen us, Lord God. And so we thank you. We thank you that in spite of this pandemic, Lord, you are with us. You are sustaining us. You are being glorified every single day. So in Jesus' name, have your way, Holy Spirit. Father, I pray that you increase as I decrease. Speak through me and for me. Have your way. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray that your word go forth boldly, that someone will rise to say, what must I do to be saved? In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. So tonight's message is faith brings joy. Faith brings joy. And so, family, it is such an honor and privilege and such a joy to live by faith, to walk by faith, to function in the realm of faith. We're created to live and do everything by faith. Why? Because God did everything by faith. He spoke the world into existence by faith. God created us by faith. Everything that God promised and has in store for us can only be obtained by faith. God's word becoming your reality, his word being manifested in your life, you experiencing the full manifestation of God's word can only take place by faith. Having strong faith, believing without a shadow of a doubt, without worry, without stress, without frustration, without fear, that God is who he is, that you are who God created you to be, and that you can live victoriously in all things. So tonight we're going to be going over Romans chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. And the New Living Translation, we are going to go through Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 11 in the New Living Translation. And so faith brings joy. It's such a joy to know God for yourself. It's such a joy to be able to call on the name of the Lord. It is such a joy to study God's word. It's such a joy to be able to cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. It is such a joy to know that God is fighting every battle for us. It's such a joy that we don't have to worry. We don't have to stress out. We don't have to deal with anxiety because we know that when we call on the name of Jesus, things will change. Things will shift. And everything that is not like God has to bow down, be defeated, and flee in Jesus' name. And so it's a joy. It's a joy to be a child of God. It's a joy to be a child of the Most High God with no limitations. It's a joy to be a chosen generation. Come on, family, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, right? It's a joy to be fearfully and wonderfully made. It's a joy to be perfected in Christ. It's a joy to be more than a conqueror through Jesus Christ who loves us. It's a joy to be able to do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. It is a joy to know that our God shall supply all of our needs according to his riches and glory that is in Christ Jesus. It's a joy to know that his peace that passeth all understanding, he gives it to us because his peace keeps our hearts and our minds through his Son, Jesus Christ. It's a joy to be the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath, the lenders and not the borrowers. It's a joy to know that God can do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to his power that worketh within us. It's a joy. It's a joy. It's a joy. Come on, knowing that the joy of the Lord is our strength. And so faith brings joy. It's such a blessing, an honor, a privilege to be able to function by faith, knowing that every situation will always work for your good, in your favor, on your behalf, in every area of your life, every day of your life, for the rest of your life, in Jesus' name. Why? Because God set it up that way. He said in his word in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. It's a joy to all taste and see that the Lord is good, and blessed are those that trust in him. I'm telling you, family, it's a joy to trust in the Lord with all thy heart, to lean not to your own understanding, and to acknowledge him in all of our ways, because he will direct our path. It's a joy. Come on, I can go all night. It's a joy. It's a joy to know that the goodness and mercy of the Lord shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. He said, have I not commanded you to be strong and courageous? For I, the Lord thy God, is with you wherever thou goest. Come on, it's a joy to function and walk and live and move by faith. Come on, because faith makes God's word our reality. Faith positions us to win every time. Faith gets us the results we need. Faith gets us provided for. Faith gets us healed. Faith gets us delivered. Faith gets us protected. It's having faith in God to take ownership of who he created us to be. In Jesus' name, it takes faith to get saved. Come on. It takes faith. Whew. It takes faith to experience the joy of the Lord. And so tonight we're going to look at Romans chapter 5, verse 1 to 11. Whew, God is so good, family. He is so good. And I'm just glad to be on here tonight to share a word from the Lord with you. And we're going to come straight, as we have already. Thank you, Holy Ghost. We're going to come straight out of the Word of God. And we're going to read it verse by verse. And we're going to press forward from there, okay? And so in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, it says, therefore, and I'm going to be reading the New Living Translation. It says, therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ has done for us. Come on. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, come on. Even because of what Jesus did, even what Jesus did, he did it by faith. And because we were reconciled back to God and put in right standing through Jesus Christ by faith, he says we have the peace of God, all just because of what Jesus has done. That gives me joy. And I pray that it gives you joy too. Come on, faith brings joy. Faith got us saved. Faith got us redeemed. Faith got us restored. Faith got us made whole. Come on. Faith brought Jesus to the world. Come on. Faith made Jesus be obedient. Come on. And stick to God's plan. Faith made Jesus our example of faith. Because Jesus knew how to put faith to work. When he healed many of the sick, when he healed many of the lame, when he healed many of those who were diseased, come on, when he spoke things into existence, when he called out demons, Jesus was our example of, and still is today, our example of how to live by faith, how to be victorious in all things, how to take ownership of our assignment, the purpose that God sent us to the world to fulfill. Brings joy. Come on. The Lord is saying we got peace. We got peace to know that we are the children of God. We got peace just because of what Jesus did for us. He died for our sins so that we can be forgiven, so that we can be reconciled back to the Father and put in right standing back with God, and so we can have life and life more abundantly. Come on, it's a joy. Family, faith brings joy. Why? Because there's security in God. All right, verse 2, it says, because of our faith, Christ has brought us into this place of undeserved privilege. Woo! It says, where we now stand, and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. Come on. Everybody in this world have had moments where God blessed you so good that you knew you didn't deserve it. You knew you didn't deserve it. But at the end of the day, because God is so good, because he's so gracious, because he's so merciful, because God is God and he's God all by himself, he blessed you anyhow. When you were stuck in your own mess, he blessed you anyhow. He still protected you. He made sure you got home safe when we was out, when all of us got a pass. Come on, we ain't gotta fake it. We already know. We already know where we came from. Come on, he made sure we got home when we used to hang out late. Come on, he made sure we got home. He blocked us. He protected us from not getting robbed. Come on, he protected us from not getting in any accidents. Come on, he protected us for not getting slipped anything. Come on. In our time when we wanted to do what we wanted to do, God was with us. Come on, he protected us. When we had times of needs, he provided them anyway. When we were stuck in our own mess, when we made the wrong decisions, when we ignored God, when we wasn't seeking his will, when we wasn't desiring to live in accord, live to his word and his will, when we wasn't seeking to fulfill the purpose that God assigned to our life, he was still God and still active in our lives. That's joy. That gives us joy, right? He put us into a place of undeserved privilege. We didn't deserve to be where we are today. We don't deserve to be alive because we didn't create ourselves. God created us, okay? It says, so we now stand and we confidently and joyfully look forward to sharing God's glory. We look forward to sharing in all that God is. We look forward to sharing in what's to come, being able to prepare and get equipped and be ready in position for Jesus' return when he cracks the sky, being in position to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant, you may enter, so that we can see him face to face, bow at his feet, gaze upon his glory, and praise and bless his name all day long. We should be praising and blessing his name all day long now, because he woke us up this morning. He started us on our way every single day. Come on, we're in the midst of a pandemic, but a lot of us have not gone without a meal. Come on, a lot of us, we got a place to stay. Electricity still running. Cars still, we're still driving. We still able to put gas in our cars. Got clothes on our back. Come on, God is blessing us in the midst. We're blessed in the midst of the mess. That's how good God is. It's a joy to be able to function by faith. Faith brings joy because we know that we are secure in who God is. We are secure as children of God. We know that we will always win. We will always overcome. We will always succeed. We will always accomplish. We will always achieve. Always. Not to be arrogant, we got to remain humble, but God set it up this way for us to be winners, for us to be champions, for us to be the salt and the light in the earth, so that as we lift up the name of Jesus, that he'll draw all others unto him, so that as we let our light so shine before others, they'll see the good works and give God praise. Faith brings joy, family. Let's look at verse 3. We can rejoice too. Paul is saying we can rejoice, too, when we run into problems. Come on. Here's the good part. I want y'all to listen to this. Verse 3, it says, we can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. Let's go to verse 4. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. All right, verse 3 and 4, come on. And so when problems and trials come our way, family, God's saying that we can still rejoice. We should still be happy. We got a reason to still give God praise. Why? Because we're getting equipped. When situations come our way, it is building our endurance. It is strengthening us to be able to endure. Because God has created, anointed, and equipped us to be unstoppable, unshakable, unbreakable, to not be come up against. Because he said in his word, if I be for you, who can come against you? Come on. He said that nothing can separate us from his love. When we really tap into who God is and how he has created and equipped us, you will realize how unstoppable and victorious you are. And of course, you may get to some point of arrogance, but you always got to remember to stay humble. But God has created us to be great, to live freely, having all that we need, as much as we need, every time there is a need, so that we abound in every good word and work. He's saying that when problems and situations, when problems and trials come our way, they help us. They help us to develop endurance, learning how to endure through tough times. And endurance develops strength of character, who God created us to be, bringing out the potential that God downloaded in us, right? And character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And so when we take, ooh, this is so good. And so when we take ownership of who God created us to be, we'll be confident in what he's done for us. Hallelujah. When we take ownership of who God created us to be, we'll be confident in what he's done for us. That's right here in verse 4 in the New Living Translation. In Romans chapter 5, it says, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. That means we'll be confident that we're saved. We'll be confident that we're set free. We'll be confident that we have life and life more abundantly. We'll be confident in Jesus' return. Come on, because we didn't went through the process. We didn't got equipped. The Lord spoke to me a while ago. 3 years ago, he said, Bernard, the process is mandatory. And I said, okay, God, what you talking about? And he said, you can't skip it, you can't dodge it, you can't get around it, but you got to learn how to press through it. And so I went back, I said, okay, God, can you explain it to me some more? Because there were some projects and some things that I was working on that I thought was going to happen sooner than later. And he said, no, later instead of sooner. And he said, you got to go through the process. And the Lord revealed to me, he said, it's the process where you're going to get equipped. It's the process where you're going to learn. It's the process where you're going to receive knowledge. See, a lot of us, it's not that we don't believe in who God is. It's not that we don't believe God is able. No, we know who God is, and we believe that God is able. The issue is, we want what we want, when we want it, how we want it. You know what I'm saying? And so we want these microwave blessings. We want these quick fix blessings that we're praying for. We want it, and we want it now. But God is saying you need to be patient because I'm working on you. I'm putting you through the process. You can't skip it. You can't dodge it. You can't get around it. But you got to learn how to press through it because I want you to learn what you need to learn. I want you to get equipped. I want you to be knowledgeable in that new position that you're getting ready to function in when you get promoted. You ain't going to make me look bad. This is what God is saying. If you're going to be my ambassador, if you're going to be my representation, then I want to make sure you are fully equipped, they have the Lord. And so he's saying that you got to learn what you need to learn. Watch some tutorials. Take a course. Take a class. Do what you got to do to get equipped so that you can succeed in what God is has purpose for you to do and where he's leading you. All right? And so God is going to make sure you have everything you need. Even with what he's downloaded in you, it's your responsibility to pull it out of you. God has downloaded potential in you. And so now you got to take that potential and make it a reality and maximize it and bring it to its full capacity, its full ability and functioning. You know what I'm saying? Whether if you're a writer, you're a singer, you're a creative person, you're a developer, whatever God has blessed you to do in this earth, to birth in this earth, to produce good fruit, whatever God has created you to do, the gifts that you have, you got to groom yourself and get equipped so that you can function with that gift and that responsibility effectively and efficiently. And so, as you press forward, family, God is saying the process is mandatory. Learn what you got to learn. And even as you work on what God has laid on your heart to do, as you write the songs, as you write the book, as you develop the business plan, as you go back to school, get and learn how to, God is saying get inspired. Because sometimes we spend so much time focusing on trying to get things done that we don't allow ourselves to get inspired. But you got to, sometimes you got to take a break and go get inspired, because that inspiration is going to build your ambition. That inspiration is going to strengthen your desire and your passion to be more creative, to be more focused on what you need to accomplish. So take a break, and sometimes, you know, watch those tutorials, take those classes. You can even link up with other people, you know, meeting, networking, meeting new people so that y'all can get to know each other and then be able to learn from each other in your different industries where you work at, or even if you are working in or flowing in the same industry, the same field, then you can help each other press forward in the way that you need to. And so God wants us to get equipped. And so sometimes God allows us to go through problems and trials and situations so that we can learn how to endure in tough times. Even in the midst of this pandemic, God has us in position learning how to endure. And he's working on us, building our character. And he's working on us so that when we be confident in who he created us to be, we'll be confident in the salvation he's provided. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Woo! All right. Let's go to verse 5. This is good. This is good, family. I like to say sometimes, as one of my mentors used to say when we studied the Word of God, he used to say, man, God's Word is delicious and nutritious. It's good for our soul. It's good for our spirit. It's good for our mind. Come on. We didn't have some natural food today. We might as well go ahead and get our spiritual food. Come on, because it's way more beneficial. Hallelujah. We know we need our natural food, but I'm telling you, it's something about the spiritual food that's way better. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's look at verse 5. And it says, Galatians, we're in Romans chapter 5. And we're going to go to, we're going from verse 1 to 11. But we're going to read, we're at verse 5. And it says, and this hope will not lead to disappointment. Can I just stay right there? This hope will not lead to disappointment. Can I get a witness out there? Does anybody out there know that with God, you'll never be disappointed? It don't matter the obstacles, the challenges, what you've been through, what you will go through. At the end of the day, you know with God, you will never be disappointed. You know God then came through for you multiple times. He then came through for you plenty of times. Even when the mess or the situation that you was in was your fault, he still came through. And so you can look back and see that if he did it before, he'll do it again. So you know. Listen, I can't stand where I'm at right now. I'm dealing with a situation, but at the end of the day, I know at the end of the situation, I'm not going to be disappointed because I know God going to come through for me. So let's read continually in verse 5. It says, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. Look how much, I'm getting excited. Okay, let me take my time. Listen, look how much guarantee is in the Word of God. Look how much assurance. Thank you, God. Woo! Look how much assurance is in the Word of God. Woo! He said, for we know how dearly God loves us. You are so loved, family. You can't even comprehend how loved you are by God. This is because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. God has given us a gift, and that gift is the Holy Spirit. He's given us the Holy Spirit to intercede for us, to teach us all things, to bring all things back to our remembrance, to show us things to come. He's given us the Holy Spirit so that there are no surprises. The enemy can't sneak up on you if you are walking and flowing in the Spirit, and you know how to use discernment, you know what's going on around you, you can never get caught off guard. And so that's how powerful God has equipped us to be. And he loves us so much that he's given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with his love. And so no matter what situations you may go through, no matter what's happening in your life right now, you know, as it says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 4, where it says, and greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. And so if God is in me, why am I tripping? He gave me the Holy Spirit so that I can feel his love and his presence at all times. Woo! Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 6. And so verse 6 says, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at, this is going to be a good one right here, y'all. I really need to take my time because I'm getting so happy. And so verse 6 says, this is a good one, y'all. Listen, it says, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. When we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. So first of all, Christ was, you know, as always, God is an on-time God. And so as always, Christ, you know, came to the world at just the right time and took the penalty of sin for us and gave us what we didn't deserve. He took our place for what we did deserve and gave us what we didn't deserve. But here's the thing. This is reassurance, because as we read this, Christ came at just the right time. I'm going to read it again. Christ came at just the right time. Can I read it one more time? Christ came at just the right time. I don't know how complex. It does not matter how complex, how difficult the situation you're facing right now. Come on, you serve an on-time God. That's why faith brings joy, because you serve an on-time God. God is always on time. Come on, he's never late, but he's always on time. Can we talk about the facts, the factuals about God? Come on, that he's perfect in all his ways, that he does all things well, that he's sovereign. Come on, that he there's nothing too hard for God, that he makes the impossible possible, and that he's always on time. Anybody listening to me tonight, you know you've had moments in your life where your bills was due and you ain't know how you was gonna pay them, but guess what? God showed up on time. You know you have times where you had to be at a certain place, you had to get somewhere, or something was going on that you wanted to be a part of, but you didn't have the finances or the resources, and what happened? God showed up right on time. Come on, you got situations that you've experienced in your life where you didn't know how you was going to get out of, and at just the right time when you felt like you was getting ready to lose your mind, when you felt like you was getting ready to break, when you felt like you was getting ready to have a nervous breakdown, when you felt like you was getting ready to give up and give in, when you felt like you was getting ready to throw in the towel, what happened? God showed up right on time. Brings joy. I'm full already, but we're going to keep going. Amen? Amen. Let's go to verse 7, family. It says, now most people would not be willing to die for an upright person. Though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. You know, now most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. You know, a lot of times we don't feel like doing stuff for other people. But we gotta remain focused. We gotta remain focused, right? And we have to learn how to move ourselves out the way. If God give you an instruction to do something for somebody, it doesn't matter if they're good or bad. Do it. Faith brings joy because you're doing the work of the Lord. You're doing the work of the Lord. And you know your reward is coming. We don't have to broadcast everything that we do for God. He said in his word in the book of Matthew, what you do in secret, I'll reward you openly. But if you do what you do for me openly and you broadcast it, you've already got your reward. You've already got the attention you were seeking. You know, and so we have to remain focused. We have to remain humble. All right? So let's read verse 8, because this is going along with verse 7 as well. It says, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. So let's read verse 7 again and then go to 8. It says, now most people would not be willing to die for an upright person. Most people would not be willing to die for somebody that's upright, though someone might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. And then he goes on to verse 8. He says, but God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. You know what I'm saying? Christ didn't pick and choose. He didn't say, you know, I'm only going to die for certain people. What if he did? Jesus Christ was not selective in his ministry. Wow. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Jesus Christ was not selective in his ministry. He was not selective. He was not judgmental. When he did what he did it for any and everybody. Why? Because it says in John 3:16-17, For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, for whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For he sent the Son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him. Guess what? Romans 10:13, he says, for whosoever calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So when Jesus died for our sins, he died for the whole entire world. You know what blows my mind sometimes? Because sometimes I really do think, you know, far outside the box, because, you know, God gave us the ability to do so. And so, you know, there's no limit with God, so there's no limit with us. And so, you know, I was just thinking one day, I was like, yo, there's trillions of people in this world. There is trillions of people in this world, and God created each and every one of us. And it was mind-blowing for the simple fact that the same great thing God has in store for me, he has in store for trillions of people in this world. Come on, you can't even fathom how strategic and how great and how strong and how mighty our God is. I mean, trillions of people in this world, but yet God covers us all. Trillions of people in this world, but he provides for us all. Trillions of people in this world, but still he says, for I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans of peace and not to harm you, to give you hope in the future, to give you an expected end. This is not just for me. It's not just for you. It's for anybody, anybody, whosoever. That means anybody. You step up to the plate tonight and you call on the name of Jesus by faith. Guess what? Your life will change for the better. That's how he set it up, family. This is good news, y'all. Let's go to verse 9. All right, and it says, and since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. That's good news, family. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. And so because of what Jesus Christ has done, we are saved from God's wrath. We are saved from God's judgment. You know we have to, you know, where we are today, we still have to stay focused. We have to live according to God's word and his will and his way. We have to, you know, have faith that is pleasing to God. We have to have faith that is pleasing to God. And so, you know, we thank God that, you know, once we accept Christ in our lives, we're saved. We're saved. And it says in Romans 8:1, for there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. So we thank God that we can live life and live life freely, that we don't, you know, we don't have to deal with judgmental people. We don't have to deal with being condemned. We don't have to deal with being, you know, ridiculed, because Jesus set us free from that. And not only did he set us free from personal opinions of other people, and I'm not promoting negativity, because we're supposed to walk in love. If people won't act how they're going to act and they're going to do what they're going to do, you got to stay focused and let the love of God that is in you overflow onto their lives. Amen. But we thank God that because of what Jesus has done, that we don't have to suffer. We don't have to suffer. We don't have to deal with being condemned or being come up against or living in fear. Right? Amen. Because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. Faith brings joy, family. We have so much assurance in the Word of God. So much assurance in the Word of God, how God is available to us, how He protects us, how He leads and guides and directs us. Come on. Come on. He leads us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Come on. God is so amazing. The Lord is our light and our salvation. The Lord is the strength of our life. Whom shall we fear? Nobody. Come on. He will order His angels to keep us in all of our ways. He's upholding us with His free spirit. God is so amazing, family. And so He sent me on here tonight to let you know that faith brings joy. It's a joy to be a child of God. It's a joy to have strong expectations because you know God gonna come through for you. It's a joy. It is a joy, you know, to walk by faith and not by sight because you know you're never gonna lack. You're never gonna be defeated because God is the greatest power. You should never be defeated. Come on. You know you're never gonna be alone because He promised you in His word that He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll never abandon you. He'll never allow you to fail. He'll never do those things. He'll always be with you. Faith brings joy. I'm happy I know God. Come on, there's a song that says, I tried Him and I found out He's all right with me. I'm so glad that I tried God for myself and I found out that He's all right with me. I'm so glad that I was able to have enough strength in my down and out season to call on the name of Jesus and know that He was all right with me, that He will show up and show out on my behalf. I'm so glad that I can smile because when things take place in my life for the good, I know it was my Father looking out for me. Come on. The joy of the Lord is our strength. Sometimes we go through tough times and you find yourself smiling or laughing and you don't even know why. When you feel better, that's because God gave you His joy. And it is your strength. He didn't took your mind off the situation and He's going to take care of it for you. I'm so glad that I got a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Listen, falling in love with Him was the best thing that ever happened in my life. And I'm so glad that God gave me this word tonight. Faith brings joy. Come on, you can face it. Everything that comes your way, face it. Come on, I speak faith. I speak healing. I speak life. I speak deliverance. I speak increase. I speak restoration. In Jesus' name, the power of life and death lies within the tongue. Those that love it, eat the fruit thereof. You shall have what you say. Faith brings joy. God has given us authority. He's given us dominion over the earth. He's given us power. Hallelujah. Come on. Faith brings joy. Faith brings joy. The song says, what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our sins and everything about us, we can cast it on to Him. Jesus is the best friend that I know He's the best friend I ever had. God is just so good, family. And I just wanted to share that with you tonight. And we have two more scriptures that we're going to go over, verse 10 and 11. But I just want to take this time before we go over those last scriptures. We're going to have the announcement. But before we get to the announcements, I really just want to take this time to let you know, family, you have nothing to worry about. You have nothing to worry about. You really don't. You have absolutely no reason to be afraid. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm telling you, you have every reason to get to know Him. If you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, you have every reason tonight to make that decision to say, Lord, I don't want to do it by myself no more. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm just tired of always being in position to feel like I got to fend for myself. Or I got to try to figure things out myself, or I'm trying to do this and I'm trying to do that, and It seems like things ain't changing. The situation's not getting better. I'm all alone. Let me tell you something. You got to get to know the Lord Jesus Christ for yourself, because once you get to know him, you're going to realize, family, falling in love with Jesus is the best decision you've ever made in your life. Can I encourage you and let you know that he loves you? He loves you with an everlasting love. He loves you. And there's nothing nobody can do about that. He's waiting for you with open and loving arms. He wants you to cast all your cares on him because he cares for you. And as you've heard the Holy Spirit say through me earlier, it doesn't matter the obstacles, the challenges, or tough times that come your way. With God, you will never be disappointed. He'll always come through for you. The word of the Lord says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. For he sent the Son not to condemn the world, but so that the world can be saved through him." And let me give you some good news. There's another scripture that I quoted a little earlier that says in Romans chapter 10, verse 13, "For whosoever shall calleth upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Can I give you some good news, family? It does not matter how old you are. It doesn't matter what your past is. It does not matter what you've done in your life, the mistakes and decisions you've made, the places you've been, the people you've been around. It doesn't even matter where you are today. If you call on the name of Jesus by faith, meaning believing who he is, believing in what he's done for you, that he died for your sins and rose with all power so that you can be forgiven and live life and life more abundantly, and you believe in what he's able to do for you, you shall be saved. You can call on his name by faith, meaning believing, fully believing without a shadow of a doubt. He'll show up for you. And so if that's you, family, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Say, "Father, forgive me, for I have sinned and falling short of your glory. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Jesus, save me. I accept you as my Lord and Savior. Come into my heart, come into my life, and stay in my life in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, come into my heart, come into my life, and stay in my life, and have your way in Jesus' name. Amen." Family, if you just repeated that prayer after me and you believe it, fully persuaded, you really believe, don't just go through the motions, don't just go through the formalities, but if you really believe in the prayer you just prayed, you just got saved. And we encourage you to get into a Bible preaching, teaching, believing church where they can help you grow spiritually through the Word of God, and where y'all can help encourage and inspire each other to press forward by faith, and where y'all can show each other love. All right? It's not about religion. Come on, choose relationship over religion and faith over tradition. Okay? Just really take the initiative to get to know Christ for yourself and know that everything will be all right. God bless you. I love y'all so much. At this time, we're going to open up for announcements.
Woo-wee! Oh, praise the Lord. Yes, yes. Thank you so much, Minister Bernard, for tonight's episode and for tonight's sermon. We appreciate, you know, we just deeply have a great, eye-opening, you know, sermon for tonight, and we just greatly appreciate what you've done for us tonight. And with that being said, I'm going to real quickly go through the announcements. This is the Product of Purpose Kingdom Network. We thank you for everybody joining us for tonight's episode, which is the 1,192nd episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. You want to correspond with us here at Purpose Kingdom Network? You can correspond with us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. We can see your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply say hello or send a prayer request or just let us know that you turn your life over to Christ. We gladly appreciate that. And also with that being said, we just want to let you know that we're on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. We're also on any platform that podcasts or broadcasts, just simply type in Purpose Kingdom, hit the follow button, and that way you get a notification when each and every episode of Purpose Cam Network is broadcasted. And we just thank you so much. Sorry. We are going on in the spirit of victory with tomorrow night's broadcast, which is going to be at 8 p.m., the turning point with our ministry couples, Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee. You know, once again, with God's will, God's blessing, we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 8 p.m. hour for the turning point with Reverend Charles Lee and, Elder Charles Lee and Reverend Maureen Lee. And please feel free to tell a friend and share. And also, we want you to like us on our Facebook page, where you can see our upcoming shows and our advertisements, and we greatly appreciate if you share that with a friend. You know, we also appreciate our online listeners and also our telephone callers. We greatly appreciate your listenership, and we're just so happy that you're able and willing to share with a friend or family members. And just don't forget about us, and we just thank you so much. And with that being said, Mr. Bernard, great show. I just can't wait to, you know, when we broadcast again on Roundtable Ministries. Will
yes,
we
sir.
Go ahead and, you know, we'll get it done again. But with that being said, I'm just going to turn the broadcast over back into your hands where you can close us out. And God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much. Shout out to Purpose Kingdom Network family. Shout out to Pastor Toy. Shout out to all of God's messengers that is a part of the Purpose Kingdom Network that comes on live and broadcast all throughout the week. God bless you all. Much love to you all. And finally, I'm just so excited to be on here tonight. I also want to share to God be all the glory that by faith be good is officially official. Hallelujah. We thank God that he has been blessing me to flow with the focus of By Faith We Good. By Faith We Good started 3 years ago, and it started out just as a hashtag on social media. And because I was faithful with it, every time I post something encouraging or inspirational, I always end with the hashtag By Faith We Good. And because I was faithful with it, God began to give me a vision for it. And so I'm proud to announce tonight that By Faith We Good is not only do we have the podcast, but By Faith We Good is officially a ministry. And so we have a brand new website that's up and running, and you can go check it out. It's capital BFWGministry.com, www.BFWGministry.com. You can go check it out. Check out the website. There's so many things that's going to take place through this ministry as we press through this pandemic and things begin to get back to normal. We will be having some workshops and events going on where we're going to focus on helping you be stronger in faith and grounded in God's word. We're going to bring all God's children together. And then also, we want to help sow into your purpose. We want to help you fulfill the purpose that God has assigned to your life to fulfill, so that as others sow into the ministry, we will sow into your purpose. And so God is good. God is so good. And we just thank God for all the great things. You can check out the website. All my contact information is on there. And I'm just looking forward to working with you all, those who want to connect. And you can subscribe on the website as well so that you can stay informed. And so we just thank God for what he's doing. And I just thank God that he's opened up this door as well for me to be a part of a Purpose Kingdom Network to give you a word every month. And so God is good. And so family, to God be all the glory. Let's go over these last two verses very quickly. And so we can close out. Hallelujah. So verse 10, we're talking about tonight, faith brings joy. I can't explain it no more than what I've explained it. I mean, it's self-explanatory. Faith brings joy. It's a joy to walk by faith and not by sight. I mean, sometimes, you know, when I'm walking, not sometimes, all the time. You know, when I'm functioning, by faith when I'm going throughout my day. I'm so happy. I'm so happy because I know if anything happened, I can call on the name of Jesus. I know I'm secure. I'm covered. I'm protected, you know. And even if a situation takes place in the midst throughout the day, I know I got power to speak over that situation and change it for my good. And you too, family. And so we got to tap into how God has created and equipped us. You know, we got to renew our mind. The Lord gave me to share with you all before that, you know, renewing your mind is knowing to go to God because that's the first order of business. And so when situations happen and when we got to renew our mind, we got to go to God's word. That's why we got to get God's word established in our core, in our inner self, our inner man, our inner woman. We got to get ourselves established. We got to get God's word established in our core, in our spirit man, and in your spirit woman. We got to get God's word established in our core. So when situations happen, what's in you is what's going to come out of you. That's why God said in his word, so a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Whatever in your heart is going to come out in what you say. So if you got jealousy, envy, hatred, and all those things in your heart, that's what's going to come out, and it's going to show based on how you respond to situations and people. But if you got love and God's word established in your heart, come on. When situations arise, it's God's word that's going to come out, and it's going to change and work for your good. So verse 10 says, for since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. Come on. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies. Come on. Come on. God had already predestined what he wanted to take place. And so he already knew that he was going to save us in spite of our lifestyles and our actions. And so he's saying, while our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies. Does anybody know that when you didn't focus on your relationship with Jesus Christ or didn't receive Christ, that you was considered his enemy? Because you were living outside of his will, and so you were an enemy of God. But now that you accepted Christ, you are a friend of God. Come on, family, faith brings joy. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will surely be saved through the life of his son. If our friendship with God was restored while we was his enemies, then we definitely going to be saved through his son, right? If our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still God's enemies, then we are definitely going to be saved through his son. That's how God set it up. Verse 11, it says, so now we, here it is, verse 11, so now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends with God. Bam. I just closed the book. That's it. Now we can rejoice. Faith brings joy. I can rejoice because I'm a friend of God. I can rejoice because I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm fire baptized. I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. I got the joy of the Lord down in my heart. I'm covered. I'm secure. I'm comforted. I'm protected. I got power. I got the Holy Ghost. I'm good. Everything is working for my good. Nothing can come against me. I can call on the name of Jesus. He'll show up for me. Faith brings joy. I'll never be defeated. I'll never be left alone. I'll never, because God will fight every battle for me. He'll go before me and prepare the way. He'll make the rough places smooth, the crooked places straight. There's no reason to fear because God is always with us, and he'll always have us covered. Family, I love you. God bless you. Know that faith brings joy. Continue to press forward. Y'all already know, by faith be good, for we walk by faith and not by sight. God bless y'all. I'm out.
Jesus led.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose.
Never wanna see me down, I will not lose.
He saved me.